Merry Christmas, everybody.
大家圣诞快乐.
A couple things. Number one, in God's providence, He would have me speak on a different message in your bulletin. The title is called Jesus Is, and I'll explain that in a second. And there'll be various passages through the Gospel of John.
首先要说明一点，就是说我们今天 会有在你的这个家业发给你的家里面没有这个要点。 但是我们这会儿在这个 PowerPoint 里面会展示，然后这个题目叫耶稣是，然后我们会在过程中看到约翰福音的好几处经文解释耶稣是什么。But
as I went over the word here, and I come here tonight, and I see all you here wanting to hear a word about Jesus on this special occasion, I feel a bit like Moses coming up to the burning bush. Where we're to take off our shoes, for the ground we're about to enter is holy.
今天我来到这边，我看到大家在今天这样一个特别的日子，特别的时机来到这里，想要听到神的话语。我感觉我自己像摩西一样，在神的会堂中，要带领大家进入那圣洁的同在。And
I feel a sense of unworthiness to preach on such a significant event of a most majestic God. So I ask that you would pray with me now, that God's word may go forth in spite of my weakness.
我感觉在今天这样一个特别的日子里面，在这样一个重要的、有重大意义的日子里面，跟大家分享话语是一个非常，让我觉得非常重要的一个时机。然后我觉得说我希望大家能够一起来为我祷告，希望神的话语能够进到每个人的心里去。
That you may receive your grace that He has for you tonight. And that you may see His glory.
大家通过今天晚上的这样一个时间，大家可以看到神的荣光和神的同在。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you tonight on this most holy occasion, as we come before you to worship your Son, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. We thank you, Lord God, for an infinite gift of infinite value to which we are unworthy to receive. But that we do receive with grace and gladness, and that we rejoice at this great and precious present, the gift of eternal life that you have given us in Christ our Lord. And I ask tonight, Lord God, as your word goes out here, that you would speak to each person here, and that you would give them the grace that they need to see your glory and to become more like Jesus. For you became like us, in order that we might become like you. So I ask now, Lord God, for your blessings and grace upon your word and by your spirit and for your glory. May Christ be glorified. Amen. Okay. Last year there was a New York Times best-selling book called Jesus Is, and then a blank.
去年在纽约时报有一个最畅销书，它其中有一本叫做，题目就是，耶稣是，然后后面就是空格。
And then there was a parenthesis, how do you fill that in?
所以这边的意思就是让所有的读者来填入说，你认为这个空格里面应该写什么。
Now, it's a good way perhaps to start a conversation with somebody.
这样的方式来可能是一个很好的方式，你去跟一个人开始一段谈话。
But the word became flesh. To dwell among us, to reveal His glory to us. And we must worship Him as He reveals Himself in spirit and in truth.
但是当耶稣是一位向我们展示他的神，所以当他向我们展示他是谁的时候，我们必须要通过敬拜来赞美他。
So what I want to do tonight is let Jesus speak for Jesus.
所以我今天晚上想做的是，是让耶稣自己来说他是谁。
Whereas God said in Exodus 3:14, I am who I am.
就像神在耶和华在出埃及记三章十四节里面说的是，我是自由拥有的。For
while many people get upset today if you say Merry Christmas,
今天如果有很多人你对他说圣诞快乐，他其实不太会，他可能会不开心。Many
more will say Merry Christmas without realizing the Christ to who we're to be merry about.
更多的人当他被说到，他会说圣诞快乐，但是他不明白圣诞快乐的真正原因是因为那位神。
And so please turn with me now to John chapter 8, verses 56 to 59.
现在请跟我一起翻到约翰福音八章五十六到五十九节。
John chapter 8, verse 56 to 59.
约翰福音八章五十六到五十九节。
Verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you were not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. And therefore they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。犹太人说，你还没有五十岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。于是他们拿石头要打他。耶稣却躲藏，从殿里出去了。
So Jesus is saying that Abraham, who lived 2,000 years before him, was revealed the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣他在这里说的是，是亚伯拉罕是这一位在耶稣出生之前两千多年前出生的这样一个人。当时是欢欢喜喜的仰望耶稣。
And through God's word, he saw it and he rejoiced.
所以当亚伯拉罕看见耶稣的时候，他就欢喜快乐。
And he was glad.
快乐。
Now, the Jews said to him, you're not even 50 years old, and you're claiming that you saw Abraham?
所以当时在周围的犹太人就说，你还没有五十岁，你就说你见过亚伯拉罕。
And Jesus responds by saying, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am.
所以耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕的时候，我就在那儿了，就有了我。
So please understand, Abraham lived 2,000 years before Jesus.
所以我再重申一下，亚伯拉罕的出生时间是在耶稣降生两千多年前。
And Jesus is claiming here that he existed before Abraham was even born.
而耶稣他在对众人说，他在亚伯拉罕出生之前就存在了。
But he's saying much more than that.
他说的，但是他说的内容要更多。
He doesn't say before Abraham was born I existed. There's a Greek word for that.
他没有说在亚伯拉罕出生之前我就存在。
But he says a grammatically incorrect statement before Abraham was born I am.
但是他说的是亚伯拉罕在有亚伯拉罕之前就有了我。
And I am is the name Yahweh.
这边的在希腊文原文里面这个就有了我是跟神在出埃及记里面说的我是自由拥有是同一个意思。
Yahweh says I am and we say he is. That's what Yahweh means.
耶和华这个词就是自由拥有就是那个意思。
He was claiming to be Yahweh, the old covenant God of creation in the flesh.
他在耶稣他在这里说的意思是他是那位自由拥有的神，他是万物的创造主。
Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, because in their eyes, this was blasphemy, and they wanted him dead.
所以这也是为什么犹太人想要拿石头打他，因为他说的这句话，在他们看来是健忘的话，是亵渎神的话。
So while the God that Moses met in the burning bush, Moses met God, he was in the burning bush. And God says to Moses, go tell the people that I sent you,and am delivering them out of bondage to the promised land.
在出埃及记里面摩西神在着火的荆棘层中向摩西显现的时候他告诉摩西说去告诉别人要把我的子民从那边带出来来敬拜我。
And Moses says, well, who should I tell them sent me? What is your name?
我摩西当时对神的回答是我要怎么告诉是谁差我来的呢?
And God merely says, I am who I am.Tell them, I am sent you.
神的回答就是，我就是那位自由拥有的，我叫耶和华，是耶和华差你去的。
And then that's it.
然后这就是所有的信息。
Now that he's come into the flesh, Jesus will fill this out with seven more I am statements.
而如今耶稣他道成肉身来到了这个世上，他会把这个耶稣是什么的这样一个陈述填进更多的内容，让我们好更多的去明白他。
And that's what I want to go with you through tonight.
所以这也是今晚我想跟你们谈论的内容。
So please turn back to John 6:35 for the first I am statement.
所以麻烦请往回翻几页到约翰福音第六章，我们看第一个耶稣的宣称。
John chapter 6 verse 35.
约翰福音第六章三十五节。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Now, as our physical bodies need food, and they need water, in order to live and to thrive,without shriveling up and dying.
就像我们现在的这个肉体一样，我们需要吃东西，我们需要喝水，才能防止这个肉体去死亡。
Our whole being, our soul, and even our body, we need God. We need God in us in order to flourish and become the people that we are created to be, to become whole, to become complete. The Hebrews called it shalom.
而我们作为人来说，我们的肉，我们的灵魂，甚至很多时候我们的肉体，我们需要有神与我们同在，我们需要神住在我们当中，我们才能够去过一个丰盛的生命，才能去过一个当初被创造的时候我们应该去过的这样一个生命。
And Jesus called it the abundant life.
在耶稣称为他叫丰盛的生命。
Eternal life is not merely that you'll live forever.
永生不是指着说你就会永远活下去。
Eternal life is the quality that you will live forever.
而永生更多指的是你永远活下去那个活的质量。
Everyone will live forever.
所有人都会永远活下去。
The question is where and which state, what quality of being you will be living in eternity for.
但关键问题是什么样的质量，什么样的状态你会永远活下去。
St. Augustine talked about that all soulsare born into this world with a God-shaped hole in them.
奥古斯丁在他的忏悔里面形容他是每一个灵魂他来到这个世界上他都有一个上帝形状的一个洞。
It only can be filled by God, your creator, who you were meant for.
只有神只有那位创造主才能够填补那个洞。
And he prayed, our hearts are restless until they find rest in thee, O Lord.
他的祷告是说我们的心永远不得安宁，我们直到我们来到神的面前，我们的那位永生主面前才能够得到安息。
Our biggest problem that we have, the number one sin in the Bible, is that we desire God's things more than we desire God.
我们人类最大的问题，这也是圣经里面提到的最严重的罪，问题最大的罪就是我们渴望神创造的东西比渴望神本身更多。
And so we seek after God's things rather than God, we worship God's things rather than God, and the Bible calls this idolatry.
所以我们去追逐神所创造的东西而不是神本身，我们去敬拜神所创造出来的东西而不是神本身，这就是圣经里面所说的拜偶像。
Earlier in this chapter, Jesus feeds roughly 15,000 people with a few bread and a few loaves.
在这个第六章早些一些时候，那边有讲到一些故事，耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
It's quite a feat. And
after 很多人吃饱了。
And after he does it, our Lord is tired. He's wiped out. He's done ministry, until he's ready to drop.
在弄完之后，我们的耶稣主他非常的累，因为他服侍了很多人，他做了一个很大的施工。
And so he gets in a boat and he goes to the other side.
所以他乘了一个船到了另一边。
And the whole crowd, they all run, they all go all the way around over all kinds of obstacles and they come to him.
所以那些刚刚被喂饱的人都绕路，因为他们没有船，他们从湖的另一边绕到那边去跟随耶稣。
Now as a pastor, if I had 15,000 people follow me around, I'd be pretty happy.
如果是我自己的话，有五千人跟着我，我大概会很开心。
We want big crowds. We want people to like us.
我们总是要希望有更多的人，我们总是希望人能够喜欢我们。
But Jesus didn't want to be liked.
但是耶稣不一样。
Jesus laid down his life because he loved these people.
耶稣为这些因为爱这些人他献出了自己的生命。
And so he told them the truth in verse 26 of chapter 6.
所以他在第六章26到27节告诉了他们实话。
He says, truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for food which endures for eternal life.
所以耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饱得饼，吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Signs in John's gospel signify who Jesus is, namely God in the flesh.
在约翰福音里面提到的神耶稣所做的那些神迹，它是一种预表，证明耶稣是那位道成肉身的神。
And so when Jesus did his miracles, it was a manifestation of the kingdom of God come breaking into the world.
所以当耶稣行使神迹的时候，只是神的国度在地球上，在我们的人世间的一个短暂的一个表现。
And it should bring us to our knees and worship God, to worship Jesus.
所以这些神迹是应该让我们来到神的面前去敬拜神。
And instead they wanted his things.
而这些人他们要的只是那些食物而已。
And that's the biggest problem that we all have.
所以这就是我们人类所有的一个最大的问题。
And so the question I want to ask you right now tonight is what is your greatest treasure?
所以我今天想问的一个问题就是你最宝贵的东西是什么?
What is it you love the most?
你最爱的东西是什么?
Because that's what makes a Christian. If God is your greatest treasure, if you love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength, then you are a born again believer.
所以这就是一个基督徒和不是一个基督徒的区别。如果你的回答是神，如果你全心全意尽心尽意尽力爱着主你的神，你最爱的那样东西是神的话，那你就是一个真正重生得救的基督徒。
But we too want God's things often more than we want God.
我们需要爱神超过神所创造的一些东西。
So we need God to work in our heart. So turn with me to John 8:12.
所以我们需要神在我们心里来动工，让我们一起来看约翰福音八章十二节。
John 8:12, then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。必要得着生命的光。
Light reveals and heals what darkness conceals and destroys.
光能够展现出东西，能够表明出东西，然后同时也能治愈。而相反的说，黑暗它就是隐藏并且毁灭东西。
When I was a kid, I used to play out in the woods a lot and walk in fields, particularly when it was nice and sunny.
在小时候我特别喜欢到这个草丛树林里面玩，特别是外面天气比较好的时候。
And I would often find boards, laying in a field, in the midst of green grass everywhere. And I would pick the board up, and when you pick it up, it would be all, the grass would be brown, and there would be bugs everywhere. And I would take the thing and I would get rid of it and come back the next day and you'd see it come up.A day after that, it would come up more, and then it would just blossom and be full and flourish.
Okay, 这个很长。有些时候我去到那边，我会看到在地上有一些木板那在木板的周围都长着是非常绿油、非常漂亮的草啊、树啊或者怎么样那我很多时候我会喜欢去把那些木板拿起来。那在木板的底下，我会看到有一些那些草都是。发黄的枯干的那我会把这些木板拿掉，然后丢到一旁去，然后第二天我回来再看，那些草就会变得更高一点，更好看一点，更绿一点，然后一天一天的过去，它们就会变得跟周围的那些草一样。
Amen. Now the same thing happens in your soul when the light of Christ comes in.
所以同样的事情也会发生在你们的生命、你们的灵魂当中，当神的光照进你们的心里的时候。
We have desires, a will, and an intellect.
我们有欲望、意念和知识。
If we desire God's things strongly enough, more than God, we will resist the truth about God and see the world and deny Him and not see Him.
如果我们内心渴望神所创造的东西太过强烈的话，我们的心智会去自动的去抵触神的真理，去抵是去不愿意去相信它。
And our will is free because we can deny it because God allows us to deny it if we don't want to see.
而我们的意念它是一个两边的，因为神允许我们去抵抗它。
And we won't see if we don't want to, but we will see if we want to, because God's Spirit will work in our heart and change our desires.
我们没有办法看到真正的神，如果我们内心抵抗的话，但是如果我们内心愿意看到的话，我们会看到，因为神的灵会在我们每个人心里来动工。
And as God changes our desires with that heat, with that love, with that goodness, you open up and you start to see God and His glory much more in everything.
所以当神的爱用他的慈爱，用他的良善来慢慢的打开我们的意念，打开我们的渴望，改变我们的欲望的时候，让我们更多愿意向他敞开的时候，我们就能够看到他是那位又真又活的神。
And His glory changes us.
然后他的荣光，他的荣耀会改变我们。
When I was a kid, I used to love Christmas, as many people do.
我小时候我很喜欢过圣诞节，就像其他很多人一样。
I love Christmas for a specific reason, though, that perhaps not everyone did.
我喜欢圣诞节有一个特别的原因，我想可能跟很多人不一样。
I have three memories of my parents. Two of them were very violent. One of them, the only good memory I have of my parents being together, was on Christmas morning.
我对我父母的印象有三种。 其中的两种是非常充满暴力的，我很不喜欢。只有一种是最好的，那是会发生在圣诞节。
When my mother divorced my father and remarried, they went through fights too. Not as bad, but they had their fights.
当我的母亲跟我的生父离婚，然后再嫁的时候，她跟她的新的丈夫有很多争吵，不像之前那么糟糕，但是还是会有。
As a kid, it hurts to see your family broken.
作为一个小孩来说，那是一个非常痛苦的经历，当你的家庭破裂的时候。
But for some reason, and several Christmases when they were fighting, when Christmas came around, they made up.
但是不知道因为什么原因，有好几次他们在圣诞节之前他们还在打架争吵，但是一到圣诞节他们就和好了。
And as I grew, I started to see this often.
当我长大的时候，我看到这样的类似的事情发生的越来越多。
Now we didn't. I don't know why that is because I didn't understand what Christmas was.
我不知道是什么原因，因为我也不清楚这个圣诞节到底有什么特别的地方。
But there was some remnant within their teaching growing up and society that the light of Christ would still break through to where this time was special and there was healing.
对，但是因为他们我父母他们长大的这个过去所接受的经历，就接受的教育经历也好，让他们就是说在圣诞节这样一个日子，它就是有一个特别的意义，就是耶稣的光在那边还是有治愈的效果。
But it didn't last.
但是没有长久很多。And
for real and lasting change, there must be a genuine response on our part to come into the light and allow the light of Christ to come into us.
前面他说的意思是说，他父母的和好每次都没有持续很久，然后要让那个真正的改变能够得到长久的改变，必须要从我们自己这边要有一个积极的回应。And
that's why John verse 1:14 says the disciples beheld, they saw his glory.
所以这也是为什么在约翰福音1:14节，它里面讲到说，我们要见到他的荣光，我们要真正到神的面前来见到他的荣光。
And like Moses in the Old Testament, when he saw God's glory, his face would be visibly changed.
就像在摩西在在出埃及记里面，当他见了神之后，他的荣光，他的面貌会改变。
When we receive God's glory, our souls are transformed to where the Bible says, Jesus says, the righteous will shine forth like the sun.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，当我们被神所改变的时候，我们的生命也会改变，就像在圣经里面说，像如同太阳发光一样。
So are you seeking God's glory?
所以你在追求神的荣耀吗？
That's why God wants His name to be glorified.
这也是为什么神需要，神想要他的名被高举，被荣耀。
He's not an egomaniac. He doesn't need us to say, oh, you're great.
他不是因为不，也不是出于他的虚荣心，因为他不需要我们来荣耀他。
But when we see His glory, and we say from our heart, thou art great, then we're changed, we're transformed, and then we bring Him even greater glory.
啊，原因是什么？原因是因为当我们见到神的荣耀的时候，当我们从内心深处发出说这是极大的荣耀的时候，我们会被改变，我们会变得更像神。
Our light is derivative from God's light, similar to the moon's light draws light from the sun. It doesn't have light in itself.
我们所能发出的光是从神那边反射出来的，就像月亮从太阳反射光一样，月亮本身并不能发光。
Please go to John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9.
请翻到约翰福音十章七节和九节。
John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9. Jesus said again, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture.
约翰福音第十章第七节，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。第九节，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
The doorway is entrance into the kingdom of God, eternal life.
所以那个门，耶稣在这边所说的门是进入那个门是进入到神的国度，神的永生。
And there's an already not yet aspect. We already entered the kingdom by the Holy Spirit.But it not yet come in full until Jesus returns.
那边有一个已然和未然的关系。已然已经发生的是我们已经被拯救，我们已经得到了那个身份。然后未然是我们还没有完全的进入到那个神的国度，值得我们要等到耶稣再来的时候。
But it's supposed to manifest within the church.
但是神的国度应该能够在教会里面被彰显出来。
Perhaps where I've seen this the most.Perhaps in my whole Christian life was last Sunday at the ordination celebration.
所以在我整个属灵的生活的生命当中，我见到可能最我觉得可能最接近神的国度的就是这个过去的星期天那个案例典礼。
There was a joy. There was so many God moments. I can't even express them all in an hour.
那边有在那个时候那边有很多的欢喜快乐从神那边来的以至于太多太多以至于我都没法在很短的时间里面把它们表达出来。
So I'll just say what my wife said afterwards.
所以我就用引用我妻子在结束之后说的一句话。
That this joy was a taste of heaven.
所以这是在我们在天堂里面会有的快乐。
And it makes me want to go to heaven all the more.
所以这让我更想去天堂了。
I want to stay a little longer.
这是牧师自己说的，说我想在地球上多待一会儿。
But this is what church is supposed to be.
但是这是教会应该的样子。
But sheep, we wander off. We're very dumb. Sheep are dumb. Not you, me. I'll talk about myself. Sheep.
You mean sheep or sheep?
Sheep.
Sheep.
Sheep. Okay. Pastor, shepherd, okay. Sheep.
他在这边 ,OK, 回到经文说羊其实并不是一个很好的比喻因为羊很蠢羊很
yeah,
很
I mean, Jesus calls it sheep. I mean, I'd rather be a lion or something. But sheep are very dumb. They'll go ahead.
Alright. 耶稣在这边称我们是羊其实我更想被称为是狮子或者什么但是就说羊其实是很蠢的一个生物。
they'll walk right off of cliff.
他们会就走走走会自己走着走着掉下悬崖。
They wander off and they can't find their way back.
他们迷路了他们找不到回家的路。
That's why the shepherd has to leave the 99 and go get the one.
所以这也为什么在圣经里面说那个牧羊人需要撇下那99只羊去找那一只走散的羊。
They're completely defenseless.
他们完全没有防卫能力。
I think a squirrel could beat up a sheep.
A squirrel?
They fall over and they can't get back up.
羊如果摔倒了他们自己没有办法站起来。
And someone will just come by and eat them.
所以什么东西过来都可以把他们吃了咬了吃了。
And Jesus says we're sheep.
然后耶稣说我们是羊。
Sheep need a good shepherd to take care of them. The good shepherd knows each one what they need.And they need a good shepherd or they'll die.
然后所以这也是为什么羊需要一个好的牧羊人。好的牧羊人知道每一只羊认识每一只羊。这些羊需要一个好的牧羊人然后能够照顾他们这样他们才不会死亡。
Read verses 10 and 11 with me in chapter 10.
我们一起来看约翰福音第十章第十一节。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life.And have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
约翰福音第十章十到十一节，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Now, as much as a real shepherd loves his sheep.The sheep are there to provide for the people.
不管这就是说真正的一个我们在现实生活里面的牧羊人不管他多爱多爱惜他的羊这些羊最终的目的是要去服务人类的。
And the sheep are sometimes sacrificed and eaten.
很多时候羊是被用来吃的很多时候很多有些时候是用来被献祭的。
But it's not the way it's supposed to be.
但这不是一个正确的方式。
In the new creation,The Bible says the lion will lay down with the lamb.
在新天新地里面，圣经里面说，狮子会与羊同睡。
And Jesus came to do that.
所以耶稣来了，他要做这样的事情。
To make all things new.
他让所有的事情都更新。
And the amazing thing about Christianity is that the good shepherd became a sheep.
有关基督教信仰最不可思议、最奇妙的一个地方，就是那位好牧人他自己变成了一只羊。
To sacrifice his life in order to open up the gateway of heaven.
他这样做是要牺牲自己的生命为羊舍命以至于可以打开神的国度的那扇门给我们。
He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
他是那位神的圣洁的羔羊承担世人罪恶的。
All of us like sheep, Isaiah says, has gone astray.But the Lord has caused the inequity of us all to fall upon him.
就像以赛亚书里面所说的我们都如羊走迷个人偏行己路耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
But Jesus didn't stay dead.
但是这并不仅就是这故事的结束。
Read with me John 11:25.
我们一起来看约翰福音11章25节。
John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
约翰福音十一章二十五节，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。凡活着信我的必永远不死。
When Jesus was on that cross and our sins were placed upon him, he cried out, My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
当耶稣被钉在十字架上我们全人类全世界所有的罪恶都担在他身上的时候他大声哀求说主啊主啊为何离弃我
It's the only recorded time when Jesus prays that he doesn't say, Father.
就是在所有有记载的耶稣的祷告里面 他唯一没有唯一一次没有称神为父的。
Because that's what sin does. It separates us from our Father, and we're no longer considered His children, and Jesus was no longer considered His Son.
所以这就是罪的一个罪作的事情，因为罪会把我们跟神的关系分开，我们不再看他们，我们不再，他不再是我们的父亲，我们也不再他是儿女。啊，在那个时刻，因为耶稣承担了我们的罪恶，所以他不再是天父的儿子。
But even though the Father forsook Jesus, not for his sins, but for ours, Jesus did not forsake God. He still hung on and cried out, My God, my God.
即使神因着耶稣身上我们所承担的我们的罪恶而离弃他，而离开他的时候，耶稣自己并没有离开那位父神，他仍然在说，我的神，我的神。
Even though the love of the Father was withheld from our great shepherd of the sheep, our great shepherd never stopped loving God, and he will never stop loving you.
即使神的爱在那个时刻并没有临到耶稣的身上，临到我们的好牧人的身上的时候，我们的好牧人依然持续不断的在爱着那位父神，他也会永远这样的爱着你们。
And our Savior's great love took the hell and the evil of the world upon himself, and he took it and he became victorious. He burst through and came back on the cross and said, Tetelestai, it is finished.
所以我们的拯救者，我们的救世主，他承担了我们所有的罪恶，担在他一个人的身上，但是他不仅只是如此，他战胜了，他重新活过来的时候，他向我们宣告说，做成了。
So when the sins were removed from humanity, Jesus, the Father rose him from the dead.
所以当罪在他的肉身上跟他的肉身一起死去的时候，父神把耶稣基督从死里复活。
God and man are now reconciled again forever.
从此神和人之间能够和好。
And when you believe in Jesus,You receive His resurrected life in you. That's the beginning of the abundant life.
所以当你接受耶稣基督的时候，你就接受了耶稣基督复活的生命在你生命里面。
And He promises that you too will rise from the dead.
所以他应许你，你也会从死里复活。
In a resurrected and glorified body, in a resurrected and glorified creation, where there is no more sorrow, where there is no more pain, where there is no more tears, and where there is no more death.
你会以一个新的身体复活，你会有新的身体，新的肉体，不再有痛苦，不再有伤痛，不再有眼泪。
But we must come to Jesus, so let's go to John 14:6.
但是我们必须要来到耶稣基督的面前，我们一起来看约翰福音14章第6节。
John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am...The way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Now, following Jesus is a path, a way, a journey.
跟随耶稣是一段旅途，是一个过程，是一段经历。
And we grow in our faith as we walk with him.
当我们与他同行的时候，当我们与耶稣同行的时候，我们的信心也会增长。
And he will meet you wherever you're at.
他会在任何时候，你在的任何地方，他知道你。
I don't care where you're at with Jesus Christ here tonight.
我不管你现在跟耶稣基督关系今天晚上这个时刻是什么样一个关系。
Whether you're an unbeliever or a seasoned believer.
不管你是一个不相信他的还是一个偶尔相信他的。
If you want to know Jesus and you want to know him more, he will come to you and he will bring you to himself.
如果你想要了解他更多，如果你想要知道他的更多，他会亲自来到你面前带领你进入他的同在，让你更多的去明白他。
But you must come. According to Jesus, there is no other way.
但是我们必须要通过他，我们必须来到他的面前，因为就像耶稣说的，他是唯一的。
No one comes to the Father, Jesus said, but through me.
除了我，没有人可以到父那里去。
Now, this is a, this doesn't go over well with our culture today.
这个跟我们现今的这个文化普世的这个文化并不太相容。
One of the objection is that it's arrogant to say that there's only one way.
就是很多反对的人他就说其实太自高太自大了你这样一个说法因为好像只有你这样一个方式是正确的。
Okay, this is foolish. It's no objection whatsoever.
这个就是说这个是很愚蠢的因为没有这么绝对的事情。
Imagine if someone came up with a cure for cancer.
假设一个人他得了绝症晚期的癌症。
And someone says, I have the cure for cancer.
有一个人说我有治疗癌症的方法。
Take it and you'll be cured.
就按照这个方法治你就会被治好。
The right response is not, well, isn't there another way?
正确的方式不应该是说我有没有一些其他的方式可以来治这个癌症。
But there's only one way, I mean, that doesn't seem right.
如果只是一个方法的话唯一的方法的话这个好像不太正确。
It's foolish. If it's true, and if it brings life, you rejoice, you are glad, and you take it.
如果它是以唯一的方法并且但是能够带来治愈带来生命的话你正当的反应不应该是说有没有其他的方式而是说你应该开心你应该接受然后并且欢欢喜喜的接受。
So I want to ask you tonight,is what is it that you base your salvation on?
所以我今天想问的另外一个问题就是说你基于什么相信你被拯救了?
What is your hope of receiving eternal life after this life and even in this life?
你的盼望是在哪里?对于你的永生,你接受永生,或者说在这个世界上你的盼望是在哪里?
This is the significance of Jesus being Yahweh in the flesh.
所以这就是为什么这是道成肉身是如此重要的原因。
If Jesus is just a good man, and he died on that cross, at best is an example of how to live a good life.
如果耶稣只是一个跟我们一样一个凡人，他最终被钉在十字架上，他死了，最多最多，他就是一个例子，让我们知道我们能够怎样活出一个很好的这样一个做一个很好的人。
Jesus is the example to which we pattern our life by, no doubt.
耶稣是我们在这个世界上为人处事一个很好的榜样，这是毫无疑问的。
But he's much more than that.
但是他比这更多。
He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
他是神的羔羊，承担世人罪恶的。
If Jesus was, say, a archangel or a demigod,
如果耶稣他只是一个天使或者是一个半神
then maybe at best he could die to open up a gateway to which you have to now work to get through.
如果是那样的话可能最多最多有可能他能做的就是在这个天堂开一个旁门然后但是你需要通过自己很多很多努力才能够到达他那个程度。
But when Yahweh became flesh,and dwelt among us, and gave his life as a ransom for ours, it is finished. It is complete. It's the all-sufficiency of Christ's atonement.
但是当那位自由拥有那位神自己本身道成肉身来到这个世界上 用他自己的生命替我们承担了那个罪恶那是真正做成了那是真正完成了。
As the hymn goes, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
这难度太高了这个。
It's okay, they get it.
牧师刚才说的是一首诗歌他可能刚才这个歌词应该是这个刚才的这个说话类似的意思。
I can't sing to save my life, good thing Jesus saved it for me. This is why he had, now, although the payment is done and complete, our growth is ongoing. And this is why Jesus said the last I am statement.
所以尽管他为我们做的那个救赎工作已经完成了但是我们自己我们每个人的信心都还在成长中所以这也是为什么他在最后一句最后一个他的一个陈述我们一起来看约翰福音15章
John 15:1-2
约翰福音15章1-2节
John 15, 1 and 2, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it'll be made and bear more fruit.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Now, note that Jesus is the vine that gives life to the branches.
耶稣是那个葡萄树，他给整个他是这个葡萄树这个生命的所在。
The Father is the gardener who cuts the branches, takes out unbelieving branches.
而天父是那位栽培这个葡萄树的人，他负责把那些不相信不结果子的枝子拿去。
And he prunes other branches.
他把那些结果子的枝子修理干净。
But notice the branches that he prunes in verse 2 are the branches that are bearing fruit.
但是需要特别注意的是，在第二节里面，他提到这位天父，他修理干净的那些枝子是结果子的枝子。
So that they may bear more fruit.
所以他会去修理干净，让那些枝子可以结更多的果子。
And the fruit primarily starts with the fruit of the Spirit.
而这里的果子主要的是指圣灵的果实。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self.
慈爱、信实、圣灵的果实，你们可以自己去看。
Brothers, as we finish up here tonight, I want to just encourage you here, that the Christian life isn't always easy.
所以在这里要结束的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我想作为鼓励你们，就是作为一个基督徒，生活其实很多时候是不容易的。
We go through trials and tribulations.
我们很多时候需要trials?
Trials.
Like legal trials?
Tribulations. Trials. Tough times.
我们有很多很艰难的时刻在生命当中。
But God uses these to make you more like Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣是要通过这事情互相效力，让我们能够更像耶稣。
The Apostle Paul says, momentary light afflictions.Cause in me the weight of glory that is far beyond comparison.
所以在哥林多后书这里面保罗他讲到说所以我们很多时候至赞至轻的苦楚是要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And that's why Jesus came. God became like us that we might become like him.
所以这是为什么耶稣他道成肉身来到我们中间，他变得跟我们一样，好让我们能够像他。
I was reminded of this again tonight when I see my brother Shen here tonight.
我被提醒了这个信息，当我今天晚上看到弟兄哪位弟兄在这边的时候。
I've seen a lot of people in my life struggle through sickness.
我在我过去生命中见到很多人，他们有很多的病痛，很多的不舒服不好的时候。
I've lost most of the people that I love.
我也失去了很多的人已经离我远去。
I've never seen anybody fight as hard as Shin Matsutani.
我从来没有见到谁能够像那位弟兄那样跟病魔抗争到这种程度的。
And what my brother keeps saying to me is Christ and the cross.
而那位弟兄一直跟我提的只有耶稣和十字架。
If you still have breath in your body, then you are here for a reason.
如果你还有一存心，你的身体还存有一丝气息，你到这边是有原因的。
And as you keep looking at the Good Shepherd, Christ and the cross, and lay down your life in following him, even the very last breath you have will give you that weight of glory.
所以当你真正仰望那位挂在十字架上你的好牧人的时候，当你用你的生命来荣耀他的时候，即使是哪怕是最后一颗仅存的一丝的气息，也能够看到神的荣耀。
And this is why Jesus finishes his teaching on the last I am statement with verse 11 that says, These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full.
所以这也是为什么耶稣他在最后他的教导里面第十一节 which chapter?
Verse 11, chapter 15.
十一节，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Jesus puts the merry in Christmas because he puts it in us.
所以耶稣他在这里说圣诞快乐，因为他把这个快乐真正的喜乐放在我们心中。
Now in part, but one day, and perhaps soon, in full.
我现在还没有完全，但是可能将来的某一天日子，我们不知道什么时候，可能很快，那是真正的最终的完全的喜乐。
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
所以大家圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。